Welcome to the guided meditation series of audio files from OptimisticBrain.com. For more information about mindfulness and optimistic reframing, please visit our website at www.optimisticbrain.com. If you're a Facebook member, please join our Optimistic Brain Facebook group. Thoughts and Images Meditation. The following Thoughts and Images meditation is a very useful meditation that teaches us to notice our thoughts and images that are present in our minds. When we experience observing these thoughts and images, we are doing so in a non-judgmental stance, in that we are not judging us to be good or bad for having these thoughts and images. We observe our thoughts and images as an observer. Much of the time we get caught up in our thinking in our daily lives, and this exercise helps us see our thoughts as just thoughts and helps us see that these thoughts are passing in nature. We may start out conducting this meditative exercise in a quiet place, and with some practice, we bring this exercise into our daily lives. We bring this observational stance into our activities on a moment-by-moment basis. This observational stance allows us to be in the present moment. All meditation exercises teach us several skills. We learn to be more consciously aware and observe what's happening around us in a non-judgmental stance. Learn to increase our ability to focus by practicing focusing on observing our thoughts and images. We learn that it is okay to start over, and we learn to be patient and accepting of what is. The more one practices, the better one's skills become. The key to meditation practices is to practice regularly. Science has shown us that it is more advantageous to practice for 5 minutes a day for a week than to practice one day a week for 35 minutes. We begin this meditation by closing your eyes or gently focusing on the floor in front of you. Rest your arms in your lap or down your side. And let's take a few slow, deliberate breaths. Slowly breathe in a deep breath, and then slowly exhale this breath so that it is a bit longer than the inhale. Repeat this extended breathing exercise for 2 more breaths. For the remainder of this meditation, you can let your breathing return to its natural rhythm. We continue this meditation by directing our focus onto our thoughts that are in our minds and the images that are in our minds. What do you notice? Some of the time you may hear your thinking. Perhaps it's in your own voice, or perhaps it's somebody else's voice. Sometimes you may not hear anything, but rather get flashes of images that appear. Sometimes we may be observing our minds, and we get both images and voices. All of this is completely normal, and our exercise is to observe what is. As you're observing your thoughts and images, what are you experiencing? It is important that we take a stance of observation, in that we see these thoughts and images as something that's coming and going, that's passing, and that we are not what these images and thoughts are. As you're observing your mind, if it's rather quiet or racing along, there's no need to grasp or avert anything. There's no need to pull thoughts closer or push thoughts away. In fact, this grasping and averting is the cause of much of our suffering. So this practice is also about observation and letting things just be. If your mind wanders away from observing your thoughts and images, and you get caught up in a story, or even an emotion, or even a body sensation, then gently guide your attention back to the object of your focus. And in this case, it is the observation of your thoughts and images in your mind. This act of noticing when you wander and guiding your attention back is the point of the practice. The more you notice, the more you are practicing. Many times, new meditators will blame themselves for allowing their focus to wander and then conclude, since they cannot prevent the wandering, that they are somehow not suited for meditation. Rest assured that every meditator's mind wanders. So the point of meditating is to focus on something and then practice noticing when you wander. When you notice the wandering, you can then even congratulate yourself for noticing. There is never blame to be had when our minds wander. As you observe your thoughts and images, sometimes you may even be afraid to observe what's in our minds. That's okay. Make a note to yourself that you are experiencing some fear or anxiety, perhaps. Or maybe you really like what you're observing. It's a fantasy and you are caught up in the wonderful emotions that this fantasy is causing. In any event, simply focus on the observation of what is happening. Sometimes we may be uncomfortable with a mind that is extremely active and racing, and the act of observation makes us think something's wrong. Well, perhaps you may want to recall that Temptations song, where the lyrics go, "It's just my imagination running away with me." The simple fact of observing our thoughts and our images, and recognizing that some of them may just be your imagination, can be quite comforting, as we can easily now just observe our imaginations and not get caught up in the actual story. If no thoughts or images are present, that's fine. No need to make anything up. Simply guide your attention back to your breath, the one thing that's always present. So for the remainder of this meditation, focus on the various thoughts and images that arise within you, and keep guiding your attention back to this observation when your mind wanders. The gong will sound when the meditation has completed. Thank you. Thank you for participating in this meditation. If you'd like more information about the benefits of mindfulness and mindfulness practices, please visit our website at www.optimisticbrain.com.